It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Some candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court are cautious about talking politics. But for liberal appeals judge Chris Taylor, political advocacy is a big part of how she got here. It's drawn contrast between Taylor and her opponent, and in an unusually quiet campaign, it might also draw voters to the polls. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk has this profile.
Over the last few years, voters have gotten used to high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court races. There's another race this year, but with the ideological balance of the court not up for grabs, the spotlight is missing. There are still two candidates from different ideological camps. Appeals Judge Marie Lazar of Brookfield is the conservative, and the liberal is Appeals Judge Chris Taylor of Madison.
And I am running because, like so many of you, I care about our democracy, and I care about our individual rights and freedoms. How many of you care about those things? Yeah. All right.
That's Taylor at a recent campaign event at a Steelworkers Union Hall in Neenah. Taylor has been a judge since 2020 and a lawyer for way longer than that. But in between finishing law school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and being appointed to the Dane County Circuit Court bench, Taylor was a progressive advocate. She worked as the policy director at Planned Parenthood and then spent nearly a decade in the state assembly, where she was deeply critical of Republican Governor Scott Walker's agenda.
Right to work is not about freedom. It does not make workers more free. It makes them poor.
Governor Walker and legislative Republicans should not be mandating invasive medical procedures for women.
The absolute epidemic of gun violence.
This is just taxpayer subsidies of religious education so that Governor Walker's biggest contributors can make a buck.
It's not totally unusual for lawmakers to become judges. In Wisconsin, David Prosser was a Republican Speaker of the State Assembly before joining the state Supreme Court. And Lynn Edelman was a Democratic state senator before being nominated to a federal judgeship in Milwaukee. One of Taylor's oldest friends says her background demonstrates precisely who she'd be on Wisconsin's highest court.
Chris is extremely passionate about the things she believes in. Deeply concerned about others.
That's Joey Hoey, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. More than 30 years ago, he and Taylor met at a law school party. Hoey remembers talking with Taylor about her decision to run for the assembly. He said she was weighing how to transition from pure issues advocate to representing a diverse constituency. And he said they had similar conversations when the possibility of becoming a judge first arose.
Like when she made the decision to run in the legislature, she wanted to make sure she was ready for what was going to be a switch. You know, she was going to take off one hat and put on a very different hat. And I think she was very cognizant of the fact that the responsibilities and the role that a judge plays are very different than what an assembly representative plays.
Taylor's legislative background opens her up to attack from the other side, and Lazar's ads have gone after her.
Which agenda do you want on the bench?
Former Planned Parenthood policy director and activist Chris Taylor wrote the extremist legislation in 2017 to allow abortion.
But the ads are reaching fewer people this year. Donations are way down, and Lazar's fundraising has lagged. And what voters want from judicial candidates has changed, according to Charles Gay, a professor of judicial conduct and ethics at Indiana University's School of Law. In a place like Wisconsin, where Republicans run the legislature, voters see the courts as another way to accomplish their policy goals.
You know, now it's really you're our last hope. No one is listening to us.
Back at the campaign event in Neenah, Taylor says regardless of the jobs she's held, her values have remained clear.
But the through line in my career for those last 30 years has been that passion and that commitment to people.
Taylor argues that she's a better judge because she was a legislator. In a quieter kind of election, it just might be what she needs to stand out. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk.
WPR aired a profile of Taylor's opponent, Judge Maria Lazar, yesterday. You can read profiles of both candidates at WPR.org.